drinking with friends. That's what happens. Crunch time on Monday, 7 after the hour. Crunching because there are a lot of people who are really hot over the weekend. A lot of people who are really wet over the weekend. And so now we are putting the pieces back together after what was a pretty eventful weekend. For those of you who like hockey, a lot of big stuff. Two games yesterday. Jennifer Horn, who's here with me from CRN Digital in Los Angeles, loves hockey. She lives for hockey. She breathes. You were what?
I was up late watching what would happen yesterday, and I was so excited.
What happened?
Kings beat the Canucks. Ha ha. Best team in hockey. We ousted them.
What do you mean? Ha ha. What is that? Ha ha.
It means that no one thought the Kings could do it because the Kings were the number 8 team and the Canucks were the number 1 team.
Yeah.
And the Kings were up 3-0 and then the Canucks won last time, which was Wednesday. And then they had a huge long break. And then the Kings won last night. I was so proud of them. Woo! In overtime, I really needed like heart medication after it was over, I think.
Really? Stimulation, is that what it is?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's find out what else is going on. First question of the morning. For those who involve themselves in what I call the 2020 News Quiz question, although this doesn't wait, maybe we'll get the answer by 20 past the hour. Who is Salisha Johnson, and why would we be talking about her again? That'll be the hint. Again today. S-A-L-E-C-I-A, S-A-L-E-C-I-A, Johnson. What's her story? Why are we talking about her again today? 800-510-8255. George Zimmerman has nothing to do with Salisha Johnson. However, he is out of jail a little after midnight this morning. From the Florida jail, he came and left with a paper bag in his hand. Why is everybody saying $150,000 bond? This thing has gotten...
I would almost stay, I think.
Well, there are a lot of people who think he's in danger, and the news media is whipping this story up more today, Jennifer, because of the two brothers from Baltimore who go on trial today for a beating of a black teenager. They were on patrol in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Baltimore. Do you know this story?
I haven't heard the story, no.
The brothers are Jewish. They claimed self-defense in this case. There's a lot of similarity to the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. They say the teen was holding a nail-studded board and was threatening to attack them. These two brothers, Elijah and Avi Wedersheim, are 24 and 21. They're accused of surrounding this 15-year-old boy, pushing him to the ground, and hitting him in the head with a handheld radio. A third person pinned down the 15-year-old and beat him about the head. He suffered bruises and injuries to his head, a broken wrist, other internal injuries. Apparently, the brothers are charged with second-degree assault, fake imprisonment, and carrying a deadly weapon. I didn't realize radios were a deadly...
Depends who's on.
Sorry. I probably shouldn't chuckle about it, but anyway. The third person involved doesn't face any charges, but the prosecutor thinks he has the goods on the Wedersheim brothers. So is this more of the same? Is this something... Are we going to have... is this stuff going on... this much? Is the news media just so focused on this sort of thing? Is this a story that we need to know more about? What do you think?
I would say, yeah, we need to know about it. We need to know about any time that someone steps out of line. I just don't know if these types of stories are just fueling this racial tension that's building,
sure,
and building and building.
And is it purposely done because of the election?
Right.
Are we trying to separate? Is this
a
less than subtle attempt and racism when it comes to the election, politicking, parties, Democrats, Republicans? What is this about? What's going on?
Everybody seems to want to have a turf war. That's a really good point. I mean, everybody's hateful of whoever's different from them right now. Republicans, Democrats, black, white. I mean, it is kind of a sad thing that no one's wanting to just step to the center a little bit. Everybody's got to have their own team to be on.
Well, it doesn't bode well for us getting along together and working through some of our serious problems, like the cost of fuel, the economy, jobs, those are the things that are really problematic right now, and there isn't as much focus on it. And plus the ridiculous situation we find ourselves in terms of the government and what's being done, wasting the money that you work so hard to make, and then you pay taxes, and it gets frittered away by these idiots in the GSA, for example, the latest of many. I mean, somebody said to me the other day, well, it happened 2 years ago. So what's happened between now and then? Let's see. What other? I want to see. I want to know. Well, but I guess I really don't want to. I want to know that somebody is watching out for me. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Isn't that Absolutely. Why you elect whoever it is to Congress or to your state positions or local positions, selectmen and city councilors and stuff? Don't you want them there to watch out for you? That's why you elect them, right?
Yeah, they're representing you.
So what are they are representing me. I don't spend money like that. Do you?
I'd like to.
No, okay. That's a horse of a different color, if you will. 800-510-8255. Few minutes to figure out who Salisha Johnson is. She is important to the news cycle. I will tell you that much. 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, Jennifer has more on Lindsay Lohan. Yet another story about her floating around. Meanwhile, I want to help you lose some weight. Did you eat well over the weekend? Maybe had a little barbecue? All those of you who are in the Southwest, whew, hot stuff. There are a lot of people cooking outside. It was so hot, maybe you couldn't cook outside. At any rate, eating more does not necessarily, you may feel good, but it doesn't do your body any good. And then you face that problem. What am I going to do? Well, first thing you need to do is deal with your appetite. And that's what TH-121 does, Jennifer. It deals with the appetite that you have, controlling it. Also contributes to burning the fat in your body. It lives up to that philosophy, the antioxidant, anti-aging weight loss supplement. No jitters, no anxiety, no side effects. The results of taking TH-121 will amaze you with stronger, longer appetite control and greater fat burning power. TH-121 features a clinical concentrate of all kinds of natural herbal extracts that are proven to improve your lean body mass. You need to be active, exercise, and take TH-121, and you will lose the weight. Sometimes the locker room conversations are interesting. It's fun to have groups of friends that can openly talk to one another. Somebody said, I had some extra bottles of this stuff, and so I gave it to somebody, and they said, wow, I feel great after taking it. It only takes a few weeks. You'll wake up feeling much better. TH-121, lose the weight, get on the free fat blocker, sort of treadmill, I guess in a manner of speaking. You're onto this thing, take them every day and get the exercise. Be careful about what you eat. All those things make good sense. 800-525-2710 to order your the idea of getting onto a program and staying, it sometimes bothers people. This stuff, because you'll see results so quickly, will give you the motivation to stay with it. That's what you want. Stay with it. 800-525-2710. The product is called TH-121. It's helped thousands of people to lose lots of weight. 800-525-2710. Call now. Receive a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You get a free fat blocker as well when you call 800-525-2710.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa!
Hey,
Jerry!
What up here? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
It's spring allergy season, and the makers of non-drowsy Claritin have teamed up with Brooke Burke-Charvet, host of Dancing with the Stars, for a short online film. It's a crazy, over-the-top look at two versions of one busy woman's day, who juggles work, life, and family, while also dealing with allergies. In her real life, Brooke is a long-time allergy sufferer and can't be distracted by bothersome symptoms as she manages her busy life.
Between raising four kids, hosting Dancing with the Stars, being co-CEO of ModernMom.com, and releasing a fitness DVD, my life is pretty hectic. It's important for me to keep allergy symptoms under control to help me be at my best on and off camera. I take non-drowsy Claritin to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. It's proven to keep me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Check out Brooke's new online film, The Difference is Clear, on YouTube.com/Claritin. Again, that's YouTube.com/Claritin.
In a moment.
Use as directed.
Thank you, sir. I'll reveal who Salisha Johnson is, but first, Lindsay Lohan has decided that she's not going to...
the Standard Hotel ever again. Here's the rule, Lindsay. Maybe you shouldn't go to a bar or a nightclub ever again. But
stay
now
home and watch television. Learn how to act.
Yeah, like the rest of us. Come on. But she thinks that the Standard is unlucky for her. This is the place where she got into trouble with the drink-throwing fight incident a couple of weeks ago. And she said it's not her fault, but everybody else
not her
thinks
fault.
That she was the instigator. And so she's decided not to go back.
Never her
hotel.
Fault. She's just an
no.
innocent bystander. Standard. The
that nasty hotel's
thing.
Fault.
Yes. All right, so Salisha Johnson is 6 years old.
Okay.
On April 13th, her teachers say she had a temper tantrum in class. Instead of putting her in a timeout zone, the school called the police.
Oh, I remember
this. She was handcuffed, charged with battery, and kept in police custody before her parents found out what was going on. The charges have been dropped, but she now, at six, has an arrest record.
Wow.
Her mother says that Salisha has been traumatized. She's afraid to go to school. She's afraid to go out of the house. She says she woke up in the middle of the night over the weekend and said, "Mommy, they're coming to get me." The mother wants to make sure the incident won't affect her future, wants answers as to how the police officers got involved.
Yeah, what was
place.
She doing that was so bad that they would call the police?
There's a petition on change.org demanding that her arrest record be removed. And the elementary school pledged to stop involving police in school discipline. You want to sign that petition? You can go online to change.org. Pretty interesting reality, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Speech at Notre Dame, President Obama said we should be doing everything we can to prevent unplanned pregnancies, to which John Edwards said, tell me about it.
There's a rumor that former presidential candidate John Edwards made a sex tape with his mistress. Yeah, sources say the tape starts off with 45 minutes of John Edwards running his fingers through his own hair.
All right. So that is appropriate, I guess, in a sense, because the John Edwards thing coming to a boil as far as the trial is concerned. The charges against him, I've it's been so long, I've forgotten
what the charges are.
What are the federal government, was it election?
It's a campaign financing case. That's what it is. Because he used
misappropriated $1 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so it's going to trial. Who are the witnesses for him and against him?
Well, Andrew Young is the one that's the big one, and he's the guy
not
that
the
worked.
Former mayor of Atlanta. That,
no.
Not that Andrew Young.
Different Andrew Young.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A common name, you know.
Right.
He's the guy that actually claimed paternity of John Edwards' kid with Riel Hunter and did all this stuff for the Edwards campaign. But I guess what the defense is going to do is actually kind of throw into question this guy's character, even though he's the one that was the whistleblower. And
so the defense is to attack the guy that came up with the information.
Correct. And say he kind of cast doubt on why the timing of why he came forward when he did.
This is one of John Edwards' favorites, one of his most trusted advisors.
He claimed paternity for him. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He actually took his own family into hiding to, you know, make room for Edwards' claims that this wasn't really his kid. So, I don't know.
And this is his reward for being loyal.
His reward. They're going to throw
sweet.
Him under the bus during the time.
Yeah, isn't that
trial.
Wonderful?
Exactly.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to those folks. What a wonderful American John Edwards.
Good karma, isn't it?
I don't know. Perfect. Just lovely. Speaking of karma, nice to have the folks listening in Fairbanks, Alaska on KFAR again. Hello, and how do you do? And a hello to WDXR back on in Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah.
Here for the Good Day program. How do you do? Everybody is invited to participate with us at 800-510-8255. During this hour, Jennifer and I go through 10, 12, 14 items, the things that you'll be talking about and hearing a lot about during the course of the day with your initial thoughts, maybe your initial reaction to some of this, not only sharing with us on the phone at 800-510-TALK, but you can also share Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day, all those ways to connect with us. We were just talking about that six-year-old girl mm-hmm. who got arrested for breaking things up in school. So let's go on to the other side, the good side, 7-year-old girl, a Canadian girl, who has decided that she didn't want any presents for her birthday. Instead, she wanted people to give money to a charity to help protect endangered animals.
That's awesome.
Her name is Winter Slade. Her mother's name is Michelle. The two Winters and four other children got this idea because they all thought they had enough toys. So why not do something to help other people? There's got to be
good
some kind of wonderful parenting going on with it. So at any rate, the story at DougStefan.com, by the way, today, what's new at DougStefan.com. This is a way to restore your faith in humanity, boys and girls, because this story is so much better than most of the garbage that we float around with. And you know what? If you work hard, they raise $2,500, by the way.
Wow.
But if you work hard, you can find these stories around, the good stories. There are so many of them. We're working harder on that to try to find good stuff that will bring you on to the bright side of things. That's my pledge here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you had to guess one of the fastest-growing adventure travel activities in the U.S., what would you say? Would you pick hiking, whitewater rafting? How about birding? You probably guessed. There's even an app for birding. Check out the iBird Explorer Plus for iPhones and Androids. You can type in details like the color, pattern, or bill shape to pull up images and actually identify the bird. Peterson First Guides also makes an identification app that's designed for beginning birders and naturalists. Now, if you want to know the best places to go, then look for designated birding trails that connect birding hotspots. Believe it or not, the Lower Rio Grande Valley in Texas has some of the best birding in the world. The World Birding Center is a network of 9 sites along 120 miles, with headquarters in the biologically diverse Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park. Don't forget about the Audubon Society, which can be your first stop for all things birding. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The lavish spaces of HGTV's million-dollar rooms will never be called cozy or affordable, but you will hear...
Wow, this is a wine cellar? Oh, my God. What is going on here? It's got another Ferrari down there. Whoa.
And our favorite...
That is the coolest thing that I've ever seen. Oh, wow, this could be better.
It's over the top and proud of it. HGTV's million-dollar rooms series premiere tomorrow.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Yesterday, so Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on what Earth Day has produced in the way of news and events and challenges and thoughts and stuff. I thought there were a lot of people. It was interesting. I woke up early this morning and I turned on the television as I was working on some of the things surrounding what we're doing today, and watched the PBS special, at least in one eye. There was the PBS special. The other eye was stuff that we would be talking about today. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello, Monday it is. Is this the last Monday? No, we're Monday, week from
one
today.
One more Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so this PBS special was all about electric cars and energy in general and what the 6 or 7 billion people that are on the planet are contributing to, you know, the problems that we have in the environment. And I think that's one of the things Earth Day is good for, to sort of bring us up to speed. Even though a lot of it is pejorative, a lot of it is one-sided, a lot of it is biased, it still gives you cause to think. Because where there is, and the usual stuff on PBS is pretty political. Jimmy Carter was good, Ronald Reagan was bad. You know, why did all of the stuff fall apart that Jimmy Carter started, like putting solar panels on the roof of the White House? Yeah, that's a question. Why would you take them off? Why would you take them down?
Why and what harm could they do?
Exactly. Yeah, well, they do a lot of good. Why did that? I don't get. At any rate, Earth Day provides us with an opportunity to examine our ideas and ideals. And so Jennifer has some info about what celebrities did. Hold on just a second, though, Jennifer, because I want to talk to Mike for a second about the problems. We were talking, just joining us, about this young 6-year-old girl who was arrested a week or so ago by the police because she disturbed things in school. You have a philosophy or a thought on this, Mike, a theory.
I have a theory. Yes, I do. The question is, why do we have trial lawyers? Everybody does 95% of what we do. The school calls the sheriff. They're afraid to get sued. The doctors do extra testing. Why? Because they're afraid to get sued. If it wasn't for the trial lawyers that will take a case because that somebody hit the lottery and now I'm going to, it's the trial, 95% trial lawyers.
I don't disagree with you, and many of the people who are in Congress and who are elected as state senators and representatives in your state and mine, people who have these positions of authorities are also lawyers. The number one contributors to the Democratic Party are the Trial Lawyer Association.
Yeah.
And politics in general, because we have these outrageous rules that allow people to give so much money, any group, any individual, companies can give whatever they want to. to help distort the real issues.
Yeah,
and lawyers do that. They distort everything for their own benefit. Or maybe not everything, but too many. Look at all the lawyer shows we have on television. Last night, Harry's Law was on, which is a pretty good show. The Good Wife was on, another lawyer show. It used to be all cops and robbers, and now... And it started, the trend, by the way, started with Law and Order, if you don't remember that.
I do remember.
24 years ago, putting the detectives and the police on the same program as the prosecutors and the lawyers.
Yep, but it's mostly trial lawyers. If they would just, and tort reform, they would just, look at all our insurance problems. Why do you carry insurance? It's not because you don't want to pay somebody that gets hurt. It's because you're afraid of the trial lawyer is going to get in there and you're going to go broke because he's going to make such a big case out of it.
You know, interesting, a little personal anecdote. On my farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, we have a lot of people who are coming to see the cows and trying to get an idea about what farm life is like in a suburban community. And they walk around and we have everybody sign a waiver because of that very thing. I don't expect people will come on the farm to try to do me harm. But, you know, you never can tell. So we think, like you've just suggested, to protect ourselves because there are people who will think or will try to take advantage of a situation motivated by lawyers getting a third of whatever comes in. The lawyers.
Or more. But I bet you if you sat down and a businessman really thought about it, the expenses they get because of the insurance and the protection. What about the Americans for Disability? I mean, you got to make, look, you know now. How wide and how many ranks?
Yeah, here's something. Yesterday, I'm a town meeting member in Framingham now, so yesterday I was invited to go to the library with a bunch of town meeting members to see why the town has to spend $420,000 to put new ramps in at the library because the federal government came in and said that the library was out of compliance because the grade that people have to use on their wheelchairs is too steep and somebody might get hurt if there isn't enough common sense for either these people to be able to go. I mean, they've been doing it for 34 years since the library was built. Now, all of a sudden, the American for Disabilities Act and other federal rules say, this is too steep. You're out of compliance. You got to fix it. So the town has to spend $400,000. Right. And if we didn't fix it, somebody would, hear that and say, oh, wow, we got a steep thing here. Let's go off on the side and we'll sue the town for $100,000 or whatever.
Trial lawyer and he'll be, it's all, people don't talk enough about it. Tort reform would be the biggest thing in the world.
I think you're right about that. Good call, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you.
For sharing your opinion with us here. 800-510-8255. What do you think, Jennifer? The man's right, isn't he?
He's absolutely right.
What drives us? And again, back to this experience of the farm, but you could find, I don't know, you've got a set of stairs going down to your offices. Yeah. Somebody could trip and fall and sue you.
And somebody has. And
really?
Thankfully, they haven't sued, but they have tripped and fallen. Seriously, that's what you worry about. That's the first thing you worry about.
Help, I've fallen, I can't get up!
It just goes back into more of this fearful-based thinking that we all are on. Yeah, we're afraid
great
of everything.
Of yeah.
And lawsuits is just one of the items on the list.
And back to this young girl, the 6-year-old girl that he was talking about, and that we were talking about in the last half hour, who was arrested. Now, all the charges have been dropped, but she still has an arrest record. And why is that of value or not? Or why do you want to have it expunged? Because later on in life, some lawyer, if she happens to do something, this gets used against her by some clever lawyer. Right. It's just all of the attention. I was taking a deep breath. All the attention at George Zimmerman and the standalone stuff and the neighborhood watch things. This guy's right. Everything we do, or much of what we talk about and what motivates us, is all about being afraid of what will happen to us if we either do this or don't do that. Mm-hmm. So we're living in a constant state of fear, which is very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. All right. Anyway, having said that, the Earth Day celebrations. Earth
I'm afraid
week.
Of that.
You are, really? So I saw that you got some celebrity news. Some
interesting a lot of people celebrated yesterday. They even had a 100,000-person human traffic jam on Fifth Avenue. They estimate that 20 million people did something for Earth Day in some celebration, whether it was classes or recycling programs or whatever. But, of course, our favorite celebrities had to go to Twitter and comment about Earth Day. Alicia Silverstone was one, and, of course, she's very organic, shall we say. That's a nice way to put it. She's tweeted some pictures from her website, The Kind Life. Then you have people like Nick Lachey saying, Happy Earth Day to everyone. This is the only planet we've got, so we better take good care of her. Let's do our part. Mm-hmm. We had Kevin McHale saying, Happy Earth Day. We only have one. Britney Spears, in all of her wisdom, said, Happy Earth Day. My kids love Rainforest Cafe, therefore let's support the rainforest. Maybe she could run and be like a beauty queen, because that's a great answer. Marley Valens said, Happy Earth Day, Earth Mamas and Papas. Earth kitties and Earth animals celebrate the beautiful planet we live in and cherish. And then comedian Doug Benson said, in honor of Earth Day, I will not retweet any side boob Sunday pictures that feature plastic bottles.
Okay.
Because he would do naked pictures, so he decided that he was going to be good and not include any, plastic bottles and that.
Got it.
I thought it was
kind of
funny.
800-510-8255. Farmers are continuing a trend I've noticed in my agrarian circles to become much more environmentally aware and active. There are so many farmers who are conscious of the carbon footprint, and it is it does have an impact. It is important, as long as we are not overdoing it. And that's the problem. There's so many people that overstate the problem, and those on the other side understate it. So we need to find the middle ground.
It's like, clean up your space.
Yeah,
to me, it's just personal responsibility. Don't throw trash on the ground. Recycle what you can. Grow some stuff. If you can grow some vegetables. Do what's good. You know, but be responsible for your own spot on the planet, I think.
You want to hear what's going on in Framingham?
I would love it.
I'm liable to bring a lot more of this stuff up because I'm now, as I get involved in this, I think this is just a microcosm of what's going on around the country. There's a move afoot to ban leaf blowers at the town meeting this week.
They did in L.A. already.
Did they? Really?
Yes.
Under
so
what guise?
It just noise and nuisance, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you folks think about that? 800-510-8255. Should leaf blowers be prohibited in your city, your town? Is it necessary to eliminate, as you have just suggested, the emissions problems, the health impacts from the toxic dust? That's it. Everybody's worried about the dust, right? The wind. What happens? We got to ban the wind for blowing leaves around and dust around?
That's right.
That's what we ought to do. Somebody put a call into God and tell him to stop with all this nonsense, all these storms that blow things around because they're hurting our health. The and here's, I'm just looking at this source of the information here, Jennifer. California EPA Air Resources Board is cited by those who are trying to get this passed here in Framingham as to the health effects of leaf blowers. The study says, quote, the methodology followed, let's see here, staff discovered in some areas exhaust emissions are harmful, the dust is harmful. It's called fugitive dust.
Uh-oh.
That's what it's called.
Arrested
fugitive
dust.
Right. It's fugitive dust and fugitive noise. There is actually no data on leaf blower impact itself. This is just all about emissions in general, and the folks who want to have the environmental folks in this time of consciousness, because it's Earth Day week, be looking at this as a significant health problem and environmental problem. It requires extensive study of how much soil is being blown around by. Can you? I'm looking at them. You got to be kidding me. These people for real? Without reasonable reasonable estimates of exposure, we don't know what harm is being done. And now I'm looking at some of the reactions. I'll give you some of these reactions in a few minutes. Let me just, we'll pause for a moment here. I'm just really interested.
It's really dumb.
Yeah, and it's crazy stuff. Right, yeah. All right. Stand by. 800-510-8255.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
What appearance, and how unfortunate.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
If you saw the movie Black Hawk Down, you know what happened on that mission gone bad in Mogadishu. 18 of our heroic soldiers were killed and more than 70 others injured. One of those hurt was then Navy SEAL Howard Wasden.
I sustained 3 gunshot wounds, and I was in incredible pain for years.
No more, though. For many service-related back and neck conditions, the military is increasingly following the lead of civilians by turning to chiropractors for their treatment, says Wasden.
Years after my injury, a fellow officer referred me to her chiropractor. After 3 adjustments, not only was I able to sleep through the night without any neck pain, I was able to walk without a limp. I can't tell you how incredible that felt.
And how's this for a neat twist? In addition to writing a new best-selling book titled SEAL Team 6, Wasden is now, yes, a chiropractor. To learn more, visit yes2chiropractic.com. That's yes, the number 2, chiropractic.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Plus following us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show is a good idea. Twitter at Good Day. What sort of things do we have in the, I always, when it comes to celebrity news, I always wonder, okay, where do we go and actually bring people meaningful conversation mm-hmm. about what some, you were talking about the celebrities and what they were doing for Earth Day and comments
I
about that.
I have one that's actually a good celebrity news story.
All right,
so the world was really sad when Dick Clark died last week. Everybody kind of came out and talked about what an icon he was, class act. And, he's synonymous with New Year's Eve in New York City. So the Times Square Alliance announced on Friday that fans will now be able to submit memories and tributes to Dick Clark on pieces of confetti, which I think is so cool. And that'll be used to come down on the crowd in Manhattan when the ball drops at midnight. So you can go online to the Times Square Visitor Center and Museum and fill out your wish to Dick Clark. Or if you happen to be in New York City, you can actually go to the visitor center there and you can actually handwrite it on some confetti. And then they use all of that on New Year's Eve. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think that's a great fitting tribute to Dick Clark. I think that's
perfect. 100% agree with that. The story of this Canadian girl, somebody just sent me a note about that, raising $2,500 for wildlife preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at DougStephan.com today, some new pictures of some of the new calves that some folks like to follow. They love the pictures from the farm.
Springing at the farm.
Yeah, including a calf that was still wet. It just got dropped by its mother. You'll see that picture there. Our video of the day today comes from Facebook friend Patrick Sanchez. Something silly for your Monday featuring a shrimp running on an underwater treadmill to the music of the Benny Hill show. So if
he doesn't want to be a fried shrimp, right?
No, apparently not. He's running away. So check that out. Video of the day. Fun stuff at DougStefan.com.
I say that body and I'm Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool to revive the fight, is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out, peace goes out to all my pals.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, Better Living with Technology. Doug Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden studying the trends. That's some pretty information. A trend on your spending. That story coming up after we hear from our expert Shelley Palmer, who has a lot of interesting things going both online and with us here in audio. This guy has had his Nokia Windows phone Lumia, is that how it, what is it, Richie? Lumia, L-U-M-I-A, 900, what is that?
Sure, Lumia, yeah.
Yeah? What is that? What's so special about that?
Don't know, can't tell you.
I feel like you should grunt when you say it, the Lumia.
Right. That's why we have Shelley Palmer, he's the expert.
All right, he says he likes it, so let's find out what he has to say about it in just a moment here on Good Day.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I've had my Nokia Windows phone Lumia 900 for a couple of weeks now, and I have to say, I like it way more than I thought I would. Just like many of you, my company uses Microsoft Office, and the new Lumia 900 has absolutely flawless integration with Microsoft Exchange, Outlook, Word, Excel, and the rest of the Microsoft Office suite. Web browsing and 4G on its 4.3-inch AMOLED screen is an absolute pleasure, and the phone is made of a very tough polycarbonate plastic that feels great in your hand. If you're a gamer, you're going to really like the Xbox Live integration, and to tell you the truth, the Windows Phone 7.5 operating system is growing on me. For you geeks out there, while the Lumia 900 looks underpowered on paper, I was delighted by its speed and power. If you're a Windows person, for $99 with the obligatory two-year AT&T contract, this is a smartphone you should take a serious look at. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information. For Doug Stefan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you.
We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
All right, story at DougStephan.com today about internet users and technology experts who have been studying your habits, Jennifer. Your habits, Rich. These people say, whoever these people are, internet users.
We call them they.
They're technology experts. Think cash and credit cards will become things of the past.
That's what I keep
hearing.
In the next
10 years as people turn to their mobile devices to make payments. Let's see here. Two out of three respondents to a survey done last week by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, 65% say they think most people will have fully adopted the mobile wallet as their day-to-day means of paying by the year 2020. Whether it's paying for coffee with one of these mobile apps, maybe you'll have... there is a thing called Google Wallet, right?
Yes, there is.
Other mobile devices, there is, let's see here, Square turns phones into a mobile cash register. What's Square?
It's just another app that does the same thing as Google Wallet.
Really?
Yeah. Now, we had the opportunity the other day to speak to somebody about the cash and the future of cash.
Right.
And he wrote a book about it, and he believes that cash is here to stay, that it's thousands of years old. And it won't go anywhere, even if we do adopt these other payment methods and other alternative forms of money, that cash will always be around.
What do you think? Let's find out from those of us who are interested, I say us, in what's going on the Facebook side of things. Why don't we ask that question, Jen?
Yeah, we'll get that up on Facebook.
Do you believe that you will be using some other device other than cash or a credit card in the next 10 years to pay most of your bills?
Farmville cash for vegetables. Go figure.
Farmville cash.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay. Hey, listen.
Who knew?
Stranger things could happen. We're going to find out from you. Follow that story. The trend is examined at DougStephan.com. I want to know what your own bias is on this. I think not scary. It's just kind of crazy. I want to feel that cold, hard cash in my hands. How about you?